The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
There has been so much controversy over what's happening down on our southern border with Mexico. It is fascinating to sit back and watch. We've had the president say, we got a crisis. And for weeks and weeks and months, the Democrats in the House and the Senate said, we don't have a crisis. What are you talking about? The president is nuts. We don't have a crisis. And then, of course, we have a real crisis. And then the same Democrats, the very same people, were screaming, yelling, shouting, we don't have a crisis, the president is crazy. The very same people now are saying, why isn't the president doing something about the crisis on our southern border? It's a crisis. It's terrible. It's horrible. Why isn't the president? It's just, it's nuts. And our whole political community right now is just totally nuts. It really is. Then there was the whole thing with Donald Trump saying, hey, if Mexico doesn't do their part, you know, they are allowing people just to stream through their country and just allowing them to come through Mexico from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. And the Mexico basically has a welcome sign on their southern border with an arrow that says this way to the United States. And for the first time, an American president said to Mexico, whoa, wait a minute, time out. You are allowing, and by allowing, you are encouraging hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people to travel through your country and then allowing them to invade our southern border. That's not a very good neighbor. That's not a very good neighbor. And so the president said, if Mexico doesn't start responding to this, we're going to slap tariffs. We're going to start charging for every single thing that comes across our border. And of course, the Democrats and a lot of Republicans were screaming, yelling, shouting, you can't do that. That's going to increase. What are we going to do with our guacamole? And I'm being serious. Most of our avocados, you know, the main ingredient of guacamole, comes from Mexico. We honestly had people saying, what are we going to do? The price of avocados is going to rise. Are you serious? We got a human crisis on the southern border, and we're worried about avocados? It's true. So anyway, the president said to Mexico, if you don't do something, we're going to slap tariffs on you. They're going to be significant at first. And then if you don't respond, we're going to make them even bigger. And then if you don't respond, we're really going to make them big. And Democrats and some Republicans flipped out, screaming, yelling, shouting, you can't do that. Mexico is our trading partner. This is nuts. Some Republicans were saying, we're going to resist this. And at the last minute, Mexico and the United States reached an agreement. And Mexico did what President Trump demanded that they do. They're going to send several thousand troops to their southern border. They're going to try to stop the people coming across. And so the tariffs, the threat of tariffs was lifted. So instead of the Democrats saying, wow, we didn't think it would work, but it did. we didn't like the way you did it, but hey, it worked. Thank you, President Trump. Oh, no. It was all a publicity stunt. It was all a well, you didn't think it was a publicity stunt when he announced it? And then today, we have found out that Mexico finally is seeking out their own people that are involved in human trafficking. The people who are taking payment, accepting money from incredibly poor people in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and promising them passage through Mexico and somehow sneaking them across the border into the United States. This is what Donald Trump was demanding. Now, hey, listen, I'm not saying that we're ready to, you know, put up a statue of Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., but in this, he won. Quote, "Something is changing," I'm quoting from a news story today. "Rising frustration within Mexico regarding Central American migrant caravans in their own cities fostered some of the same attitudes among Mexicans that helped Trump win in 2016. In other words, people in Mexico are getting fed up as well. They got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people coming through their country, eating their food, drinking their water, polluting areas of their country, and just willy-nilly coming in from another foreign country on their way to America. And Mexicans are saying, hey, this isn't good for us either. Well, that seems to be exactly what happened over the past week in a move that was part of the deal with Washington. Authorities in Mexico have finally arrested caravan organizers for allegedly taking money to illegally transport immigrants." Wait a minute. Republican leaders have been saying that these caravans were organized. The Democrats have been saying, no, these are spontaneous. These are just people who want to be free. Yeah, 20,000 people just all of a sudden going to the border, coming across southern border Mexico and then traveling. Just that spontaneous. No, these caravans were organized by traffickers, people who were paid to organize these caravans. Quote, "Cristobal Sanchez and Irenio Mujica were arrested within an hour of each other in different parts of Mexico and flown together to southern Mexico for a court hearing on charges they illegally transported immigrants for money." Quote, "This could mark a sea change in Mexico's handling of the migrants coming through their country into the United States. No matter how you slice it, this is," and I'm quoting, "this is a huge win for Trump." For the first time, Mexico is admitting that this is illegal activity. These are human traffickers. These are men and women who are getting rich because of other people's poverty. And they're involved in illegal activity in the country of Mexico. And as a result of the threats of the U.S. government to slap tariffs on Mexico, finally Mexico has agreed to do their part. And that's all America has ever asked. America has said, well, not all in America, but this administration has been saying Mexico is complicit in this. These people are not staying in Mexico. They're coming through Mexico and they're getting into America illegally. And Mexico has been aiding and abetting them, and therefore they are complicit. And the U.S. government, under the direction of the Trump administration, has demanded that Mexico begin to respond. And the good news is they have. Yeah. In spite of what you will probably read, this is a win for the Trump administration. Good job. Good job. Quick break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and this is AM 880 and 104.5 FM.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And I welcome you again to Bob Burney Live. And we're going to go to the phones because we got Frank in Columbus that wants to talk about the border crisis. Hey, Frank, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome and thanks for calling.
Well, good afternoon again, Bob. And all I want to know is what border crisis? I mean, my gosh, you know, the Democrats, they say there's not one there. It's fictitious. They made it up. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the latest images of people coming, but it's horrific. They're bringing diseases in. You know, they've had a quarantine areas in Texas now, you know, where they settle these people in the temporary facilities. I guess my biggest question is, and if there's a Democrat out there, and I highly doubt there probably is, but please, I'm going to challenge you to call in and explain to me why we don't hear anything, you know, other than this is not real, this is not just not being made up, and these are people just want a better life. I understand they want a better life, but what about the women and the children that are being brought here, that are being raped and molested along the way? How about the women and the young girls who are put into prostitution once they get here? And, you know, please explain to me, where are the Democrats? Where are these liberal women's groups? Where is the Me Too movement? You know, it astounds me how hypocritical these people are. You know, they talk about, you know, women should be treated this way and that way. But, you know, we look around the world the way women are treated. And the Democrats, they welcome these groups and other religions that, you know.
Yeah, Frank, reliable estimates are that 1/3 of all the women and female children are sexually abused and molested between when they cross the southern border of Mexico and until they get to the American border. 1/3. And you're right. Where is the Me Too movement? Where are the women's rights? Where are the feminists screaming, shouting? These are things that are happening as a result of these human traffickers that Mexico is now beginning to arrest, finally, after threats from the United States.
Can I say one more thing, Bob? I don't know if you talked about this or not, but President Trump's speech the other day in Iowa about abortion. I don't know if you played that. I don't know if you talked about it. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
No, no.
What a guy this is. This man has turned into a champion for, you know, the rights and for life, for the right of life or pro-life, you know, anti-abortion, whatever you want to call it. You need to listen to his speech if you haven't.
I have not, Frank, but I will try to do that as soon as possible. Thanks, Frank.
Well, you have a good rest of the day. I appreciate your time as usual.
Well, thank you, Frank. I appreciate you as well. Thanks for the call. Thank you. You know, I say this all the time, and please forgive me for being so repetitious, but it's necessary. The liberal left does not deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotion and hysteria. And it's the emotion and hysteria if it impacts somebody else, not you. It's totally different if it impacts other people, but it doesn't impact you. Frank brought this up, that the liberals are saying that the border crisis, we have to open our borders. These people just want a better life. How can we possibly turn them away. How can we do that? They just want a better life. Well, number one, that's one of the reasons why we have laws. Now, every one of those people, every one of them that say, we got to open the borders, they just want a better life, we cannot turn them away. What if those very same people surrounded that person's house and said, we're hungry, we have diseases, we have not received the proper medical treatment, and we just want a better life. Would you please open your door, open the gate, because most of these people live in gated communities and live in homes with walls around them. Almost all of them do. Schumer, Pelosi, all of them, Maxine Waters. What if a group of illegal immigrants climbed over the wall to their house, picked the lock to the front door, and when those liberal Congress persons see the person coming into their house, what are you doing in my house? You just picked the lock. That's illegal. Well, we heard you testify. We heard you criticize your president and saying that anybody who just wants a better life should have an opportunity to do that, even if you have to break the law to do that. That's what you said. So we're taking advantage of it. So we're moving into your house. They would be the first to call the police. What are you doing? Get out of here. You broke in. You picked the lock. You climbed over the wall. You're trespassing. Get out of here. So it is so totally hypocritical. But it depends. You know, scripture, it depends on whose ox is getting gored. There's a biblical principle to evaluate every situation that you ever find yourself in. It just depends on whose ox is getting gored. So if those people are coming across the southern border, bringing disease to the southern part of the United States, invading towns, cities, villages all across the southern border of America, destroying the economy in these southern towns, putting the health systems in these southern towns at absolute crisis levels. If it's down there and it doesn't impact them, then the mantra is, these are just people who want a better life. How can we turn them away? You take those very same people, take them to that person's house, all of a sudden, it's totally different. But as long as it doesn't impact them personally, it's all feel-good, emotion, hysteria, love, compassion. Unless that love and compassion has to be expressed by them personally. Think about it. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.